Welcome everyone. I call the Wednesday, May 8th meeting of the Public Art and Community Design Committee to order and ask that we have a roll call to establish a quorum. Ms. Sadie, could you do roll call, please?
Of course. Adrian Ackerman?
Here.
Corin Cooper?
Here.
Ann Lopez? Leanne Hernandez? Emily Tate?
Here.
Jim Glock?
Present.
Janet Fisher? Kenneth Smith?
Here.
Laura Summers? Margaret Joplin? Maureen Lewick?
Here.
Melissa Brown Dominguez?
Here.
Nancy Fung?
Here.
Robert Clark?
Here.
Valerie Sanchez? Valerie Sipp?
Here.
Alicia Vasquez?
Here.
Thank you. And Chairman, you have a quorum.
Great. Thank you so much. We'll move on to item two. I'm going to take some chairman privilege here. Item two is introduction of guests and attendees. And what I'd like to do is welcome two new committee members to their first official PACD meeting. And those two new members are Melissa Brown Dominguez and Alicia Vasquez. And I think for their benefit, it would be nice to have them provide, again, their name, who appointed them, and one sentence as to why you have an interest in PACD. And then what I'd like to do is have the other attending board members do the same for their benefit, our new members' benefit. And then after that occurs, I will ask that guests and staff introduce themselves. So with that, we'll go alphabetically and let Alicia say hi to us and say whom you represent. And one, you can have two sentences saying what your interest is in PACD.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for having me. I don't know. Thank you to Annalisa Trihalva for appointing me. So I'm the rep from D5. I'm interested in this because I'm a fifth generation Tuxtonense who is interested in equity.
Great. Thank you. And Melissa?
Hi, everyone. I've actually been on the committee since February. But thank you for letting me introduce myself. I'm an art administrator and a gallery owner of Galería Mi Totera in the city of South Tucson, and I'm very involved in the community, and I look forward to being part of the council. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. With that, I'll introduce myself. I'm Jim Glock. I'm the chair. I am an Arts Foundation appointee. I am a former public servant, and in that role was very instrumental in supporting public art projects through the City of Tucson Department of Transportation. And with that, I will kind of go semi-alphabetically, maybe. We'll see how I do. Adrian, could you please say hi and whom appointed you and your interest in the committee?
Hi. Sorry, I just got back from a workout and I wasn't planning on being on camera, but this is a worthy reason to pop on. Hi, everyone. My name is Adrian Ackerman. My pronouns are she, her, ella. I was appointed by Mayor Regina Romero. And I also am interested in intersections of art and equity. I think it's a liberatory tool for communities and can promote a lot of health and social cohesion. So thrilled to be on this committee.
Thank you. Let's see. Do I have next? I guess Bob. Bob Clark, you're on. Unmute yourself. Say hi.
Hi.
Bob Clark. I was appointed by Richard Fiendress in Ward 5. I was a former sitting judge in New York City. I am not an artist in any way, but I have a lifelong interest in art and an interest in public use of it. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Corinne Cooper, I'll pick on you next, please.
Hi, I'm Corinne Cooper. I was appointed by Kevin Dahl, City Council District 3. I've lived in Tucson now for 25 years, but also went to the U of A, and I'm happy to be here because I have always felt that Tucson is uniquely enriched by the variety and the quality of art, public and private.
Great. Thank you.
Right. Glock?
Yes.
If I may interrupt really quickly, I just want the record to show that committee member Ann Lopez logged in.
Welcome aboard, Ann. Guess what? We're going to ask you to welcome yourself to our new board members, stating your name, whom appointed you, and why you have an interest in PAC-B. So putting you on the spot for coming in late. Sorry about that.
Okay. My name is Ann Lopez. My pronouns are she and her. I represent Ward 4, and my interest is in keeping every project that goes on in the area in Tucson to be something that is of value to all the citizens, not just a special interest group. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Okay, let's see. This is tougher than I thought it would be just because I don't have a nice alphabetized list of board members. So stand by. And I believe, Emily Tate, we got you, or have I picked on you yet, Emily? Are you here?
Not yet. Okay. I'm Lily Tate, or Emily, I go by both. And I was appointed by Rex Scott, so County, Ward 1, and then, my interest in the council is I am a arts teacher in the Marana Heights School District.
Great. Thank you. Let's brother, how am I doing here? Kenna, you're on.
So my name is Kenna Smith. I was appointed by the Arts Foundation. And I'm really interested in community engagement, advocacy, and process in terms of public art and public artists.
Very good. Okay, let's see how I can do here. Okay, next would be M. Maureen, please.
Hi, I'm Maureen Lewick. I'm an artist. I volunteer in quite a few art groups. And I was appointed by the county administrator. And my first meeting with PAC-D was 10 years ago, May 14th, 2014.
Well, welcome to your 10-year anniversary. Let's see, next I think would be...
If I may interrupt once again... committee member Hernandez has logged in as well.
Oh, okay. And committee member Hernandez, you go by Leanne. Can we have you state your name and say hi to our new board members and indicate who appointed you and indicate your interest in being on the PAC-D committee?
Oh, great. Was Maureen finished?
Yes.
Oh, okay, great. So, hello, I'm Leanne Hernandez, and I was appointed by Ward 1. I'm an art historian by training and interested in art in general. I'm also a social advocate, and I work in the nonprofit sector. So, I've been in the committee now for, I think, less than a year. And, I care a lot about the way Tucson looks and the way that Tucson welcomes folks, and I want to do my part to make sure that our art world reflects our community. So that's me.
Thank you so much. I think next on my list might be Nancy. Nope, muted. Got it.
Hi, I'm Nancy Fung, Tucson native. I've been on the Arts Foundation Council 3.5 years, and I just really enjoy art, public art, and just want to be part of the community. Thanks.
Great. Thank you. See, I'm going to ask for your help a little bit. Whom have I missed? Valerie? Let's see.
Yep. My name is Valerie Sipp. I use she, her pronouns. And I am an Arts Foundation appointee to this committee. And I went to school, studied art history, and then I'm also just also invested in the way Tucson looks and making sure that people and communities have impact and say over what their neighborhoods look like.
Great. Thank you so much. Sadie, have we got all our committee members covered, or did I miss somebody?
Looks like we may have gotten everyone. If anyone hasn't spoken, who's okay. A PACDC member, feel free to go off and mute and interrupt us.
Yeah. With that, we do have staff members that I would like to have introduce themselves and any guests present. So we'll start with AFSA staff members, and perhaps Sadie, you can say, be the lead person on that.
Sure. Thank you. Hi, everyone. I'm Sadie Shaw. I am the Public Art and Community Design Administrator. I also used to serve on the PACDC committee as the Ward 3 appointee.
Thank you. Okay. I will let the APSA PACD staff chime in as they see fit, as opposed to calling on you. I'll pick on you. So let's see. Abby, I think you'd be next if I were to try to be alphabetical here. So,
awesome. Thank you. Yeah, I'm Abby Christensen. I'm the Public Art Collections Manager for the Arts Foundation. Welcome.
All right. Adriana?
Buenas tardes, everyone. Adriana Gallego, Executive Director of the Arts Foundation, and ever so grateful for your time and commitment to volunteer and represent your communities on this committee. Thank you.
Thank you. Ariel?
Hi, everyone. I'm Ariel Fry. I'm the Public Art Coordinator. Good to see you all.
Very good. Let's see. Who am I missing? Wilwin?
Hi, everybody. Bowen Reyes, Public Arts Director. Welcome, new committee members.
Okay. Have we covered all the staff? Any and guests who are present who haven't introduced themselves yet, could you please do so now?
Hi, I'm Pat Frederick. I'm a sculptor here in Tucson. I used to work with the old TPAC, which many of you maybe don't even know what it means, Tucson Pima Arts Council. And I've taught art at the drawing studio. I'm a retired veterinarian, and I'm presenting, I guess, to the committee. Abby, is that right?
We'll open it up so you can chat if you want to or answer questions.
Whatever. I didn't know whether it was a formal thing or not. Thank you, though. It's interesting to be with all of you because I have a lot of interest in public art. It's art is such a important thing in the way we think and the way we educate, and it's important to see it on every street.
Thank you. Who else might we have as guests and or?
Hi, my name is Jody Chertuti, and I'm one of the artists that was selected for the That's a Wrap utility boxes downtown, and I'm a native Tucsonan and visual artist, graphic designer.
Very good. All right. Has everyone had an opportunity to speak up on this item? Who have I missed?
Chairman Glock, we have one more person. Pato? Pato, can you unmute if you'd like? Thank you.
Hi. My name is, I go by Pato Aguilar, and I'm an artist.
Great. Well, thank you for joining us today. All right. With that, I will all item two, our introductions of guests and attendees covered. We'll move on to item three, which is an opportunity to say the Pledge of Allegiance on your own or hold a moment of silence for 60 seconds. Let me get my timer started. So moment of silence for 60 seconds. Those who feel compelled to say the pledge, feel free to use this time to do so. So with that, let's see. Stand by. We'll start our minute now. Thank you. Very good. Thank you, everyone. We'll move on now to item four, which is call to the audience. Are there any members who have signed up to speak?
Yes, there are. Felix Lawrence.
Okay. This is the time when any member of the public may address the Public Art and Community Design Committee members. Due to time constraints, the total time allocated for this is 15 minutes. Individuals are allowed 3 minutes each. At the conclusion to the call to the audience, members of the public body may respond to a personal criticism made by those who address the public body, may ask staff to review a matter, or may ask that a matter be put on a future agenda. Please note that personal criticisms do not include criticisms of a policy, project, proposal, etc. Members of the public body shall not discuss or take legal action on matters raised during an open call to the public unless the matters are properly noticed for discussion and legal action elsewhere on the agenda. So with that, Mr. Felix, you are on.
Great. Thank you. A lot of stuff to cover today. At our April meeting last month, several of the members asked that we place the public art plan on the agenda for this meeting. It has not been placed on the agenda. And I just want to point out that this is a way to reduce or restrict the power of this committee. When you ask for agendas items to be placed on the agenda and they're not there, then you cannot take action on those items. And that's just a tactic to keep this committee powerless. So I hope that you can watch out, because the Arts Foundation may try to draft a public art plan on its own without any input from this committee and then present it to this committee for rubber stamping. So be vigilant and watch out for that. One thing that is on the agenda for today, which nobody requested, at least not at the previous meeting, is the artist selection panel concurrence for Barreras Park. And at Barreras Park, the free wall failed again. The selection panel did not select it. I believe that presenting the free wall among dozens of artists, it probably just gets lost in the shuffle, because the whole selection process is presented to the panel as a competition among individual artists, and the free wall is not an artist. So it doesn't really fit with the other submissions, competitors. So I'm going to try to change up the way I present the free wall, try to make it stand out, and so that the panelists recognize that it is a different animal altogether. At Barreras Park, you will be presented with information about the artist selection, and 2 minutes later, you will be asked to vote on it. 2 minutes is not enough time for you to investigate and validate the information that's been given to you. So what you call oversight is really no oversight at all. It's really just an exercise in blind faith. And I recommend you table that item and vote on it next time to give yourselves and the public an opportunity to investigate and validate the artist selection process. Regarding last month's meeting, we had a great discussion on the public art plan and the free wall, and you all brought up some interesting points. The artwork on a free wall can be replaced by anybody at any time for any reason. It's temporary. So if someone thinks that the artwork is offensive, it can be replaced. If it's not offensive, it can also be replaced. It's only there for as long as somebody allows it to be there. So this committee anticipated and solved that problem when it adopted unanimously the free wall resolution more than a year and a half ago. At our last meeting, the Arts Foundation reviewed a timeline for the free wall, and conspicuously missing from that timeline was any action by the Arts Foundation itself to promote or implement the free wall. So the question is, why?
Sorry, excuse me, Chairman Glock, the 3 minutes have commenced.
All right, thanks for your time. You can take me off mute now.
Thank you, Felix. Any other members of the public that wish to speak, or guests that wish to make a presentation or comment to the board or the committee? Hearing none, we'll move then on to, again, a welcome and chairperson's report. Again, as I stated in the introduction, welcome to our May 8th meeting. I have nothing immediate to report other than I am going to try to make this as casual meeting format as possible, using first names as opposed to formalities. So, while it may be desirable or convenient to call me Chairman Glock, I'm happy to go by Jim or Jimbo or Jaime or any version of Jim that suits your interest as we move forward. So, again, welcome everyone. Again, it's important that I appreciate all of your time and effort and participation on this particular committee, and I look forward to moving forward on future agendas and today's agenda item as well. With that, that concludes my remarks, and I just want to move on then to item 6, which is our public art director's report, and that will be handled by Will Winton.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much, Chair Glock. Thanks again, everyone, for attending and letting us get to quorum. We have lots and lots of agenda items today, so action items, actually. So I'm going to keep my report short. You all received the report through email last week. So I'll just touch on two of the main points. Three of them. One of them is the updated public art work plan. That's part of every monthly report. And next month is June, which is the last month of fiscal year 24. So we'll actually have on the agenda the proposed public art plan for 2025 that we put together with the City of Tucson public art projects, capital improvement projects. And one other thing I wanted to touch on is in the ADs, we have this one part that's AD 7.01-1, Section G2, where PACTC is responsible for conducting a program for community education for public art in conjunction with the public art staff. And we haven't really done that yet. Doesn't seem like it. So it seems like also starting a new fiscal year, we can do some more things together, like put together this community education plan, however we see fit, and further have, you know, as much transparency with our public as possible. So I'll close with that. Thank you so much, Chair Glock.
Very good, Owen. Any questions of Owen on his report and the material that he sent in advance?
Yeah, thank you. This is Adrian. I just want to say thank you for the thoroughness of the report and the other materials that we received for this meeting. It helped to spell out and, like, locate the directives in a way that was easily accessible. And I'm just curious if at the next meeting when you're presenting that, if there will be a chance for discussion around, providing our feedback on the proposed plan or because it's in that same directive that you were just referencing, you know, it says that the PACD committee participates in the development or recommends changes. And I'm just curious, is that when it happens, just prior to the fiscal year, at the start of the fiscal year, at the next meeting?
Yes, that's the plan. So the agenda item will be marked as an action item, and it will be largely discussion. So what I'll do is present what I've worked with the city on of public art projects that are launching in conjunction with the larger capital improvement project. So I'll present that, and then we'll have a nice discussion, and then go from there.
That sounds great. Thank you.
No problem.
Great. Thank you. Any other questions of Public Art Director's Report? Hearing none then, we'll move on then to item 6, which is approval of the meeting minutes of April 10th, 2024. And for new board members, even though you weren't in attendance, you are still asked to vote on the minutes, either yes or no, based on your conscience, as opposed to recusing yourself just because the minutes are the best reflection of staff of the last meeting. So with that, I will entertain a motion and a second to approve the minutes.
I move to approve. This is Leanne.
Leanne has moved and approved, and Corinne has seconded. Any discussion on the minutes?
I had one question. There was something that was highlighted in yellow, and I wondered if that was a question about the meaning of something that had appeared immediately previous to it.
It looks like staff is sharing a screen and they are.
Yeah, right there.
PACDC did get highlighted. I think she was just, that's being noted that the they is referencing the PAC.
Exactly, that there was a reference to a different entity and we didn't know what the they referred to.
Right. Does that satisfy your question?
It does, but we should clarify it before we approve the minutes. It was Laura Summers who was speaking.
Okay. I guess I'm a little mystified what clarification you want. I think that they that she is referring to is the Public Art Community Design Committee.
Okay.
Ah, I see what you're saying. We shouldn't use an abbreviation. It should have been spelled out. Very good. Okay. With that clarification, why not ask for the mover of the motion and the second to agree that question's been satisfied, and then we can do a roll call on approval of the minutes.
Yeah, I move that we approve.
Second.
Very good. With that, Sadie, could you do a roll call for approval of the minutes, please?
Vivian Ackerman?
Approve.
Ann Lopez?
Approve.
Corinne Cooper?
Approve.
Leanne Hernandez?
Approve.
Emily Tate?
Approve.
Jim Glock? Jim? Is that a yes? Okay. Janet Fisher? Kenna Smith?
Approve.
Laura Summers? Margaret Joplin? Maureen Lewick?
Approve.
Melissa Brown Dominguez?
Approve.
Nancy Fung?
Approve.
Robert Clark?
Approve.
Valerie Sanchez? Valerie Sipp?
Approve.
Alicia Vasquez?
Approve.
Thank you.
Yep.
Unanimous approval.
Very good. Thank you, everyone. With that, we'll move on to item 8, which is the public art donation, La Profesora, with a review and a vote of such. This has been previously introduced to us, but we'll let, who has this? Looks like Abby, to take this item and lead us through any discussion people may want to have and action that the board may or the committee may want to pursue.
Wonderful. Thank you. And thank you all. So this is the public art donation that we introduced last month. And I would just again like to thank Pat Frederick, the artist, for being here at the meeting today. And we'll open it up to her in just a second if she has any stories to share about this or a background of the piece that goes beyond, you know, the application materials and to answer any questions that you may have. But before we open up for discussion about this artwork, I just want to review the criteria that we look at all donations with as laid out in the administrative directives. And the criteria that you'll be using to review is the appropriateness of the artwork to the other aspects of its surroundings, the relationship of proposed artwork to existing artwork in the vicinity, appropriateness of the artwork location, appropriateness of the artwork scale to the proposed site, and any applicable neighborhood design guidelines, as well as the constructability of the proposed artwork, durability and craftsmanship in fabrication and production, maintenance, preservation, and conservation implications, and intended length of display for the artwork, whether permanent or temporary. So if you don't mind, I'll share my screen quickly so we can look at the artwork while we discuss and while I kind of recap here. You know, I use this all the time, and then every time I share my screen, I forget how to use it. I get nervous. Let's see here. Great. So here's an image of the artwork in the proposed location. This is not there yet, but it's great to have this rendering that Pat put together looking at the artwork in the intended location at Reed Park. This is a temporary donation for 1 year, and Pat has been working in conjunction with both the zoo staff and the Parks Department staff who have been helping kind of figure this out and navigate this process as well. This artwork is constructed already. It's an existing artwork that Pat has shown a number of times at Sculpture Tucson, so folks have engaged with it, and it's gotten a really positive response. So, yeah, I hope you all had time to kind of review the packet and the materials. And I'd like to open it up to Pat if you have any additional information that you'd like to share, any background about the piece or important items that you want to share with the committee before we bring it to a discussion.
If everyone's actually read the submission, you probably realize that it was done partly because of a strong interest in the welfare of the animal, the elephant, in the world, especially in Africa. And just for a side interest, I have a son who works in conservation in Tanzania, and he does a lot of survey work in order to count the animals they have and protect them as much as possible. He does it in Botswana, Tanzania, Kenya, all over. And that's the instigation for the piece. It will be a one-year donation, but I may possibly have donors to donate it to the zoo, so it would be permanent. But I don't, you know, nothing's written. I don't have any written checks, so that's not a sure thing yet. We're going through safety concerns, even though this isn't on a playground or isn't in the parking lot. We're having we've had two examinations of the sculpture at my house to discuss things. As you can see, there's a lot of edges, and it's fairly heavy gauge steel, but there's still edges. And if children were
playing under it, it would be not acceptable, but it's not a playground item. Questions?
I'll stop sharing so we can see each other a little better for conversation.
Any questions of Pat? Nope.
Sorry to keep taking up space. I was just curious. I've never heard of Permalac, which is like what's listed as the suggested treatment to preserve it maybe every 3 to 6 months. Sounds like it has to be applied in like hazmat suits.
That's right.
And, yeah, just curious a little bit more about Permalac and its proximity to anything it might affect at the zoo.
Well, it's not very near the zoo in that respect. The animals aren't going to get near it. But it's an acrylic compound that was developed in Pennsylvania, I believe. And it was recommended. We had a lecture a few years ago by a woman that does she's an architect and an engineer, and she does she does sculpture refurbishment all over the country. And surprisingly to me, because I was very new at the time, she said it's one of the best substances that she knew was available. And so I've taken her recommendation for it because she was pretty much stellar in her field. It is toxic to work with, and so I have to have a win. I work only when there's a breeze blowing across me, and I usually wear a mask. And I paint it on, and rather than spraying it. Spraying it is possible if you have a closed environment, but I do not have that in my studio. So I wait for a nice breeze and climb my ladder.
Well, it's beautiful, and I really appreciate the commentary and intention behind the design.
Thank you.
The only question I had, which was the question about why it was a temporary, I had suspected the answer, but I was glad to hear it.
Good.
Bob.
I have a question about the safety issues. What has been decided in that respect?
Well, we're doing continual review of who's going to be able to stand right under it or not. And it's going to be raised up about 18 inches on a platform, probably 18 inches tall, which will preclude some interactions. And anyone that comes from the parking lot to see it hopefully will be accompanied by the parents because it is a distance from the cars and it's on a roadway. It's on the roadway where the vehicles come in from the city to get gas, I believe. And, and of course the roadway to the big parking lot behind the, High Corbett Field. So, it's not playground equipment, but anything can happen anywhere. I mean, even these days, one of the men that was examining it was worried about heat. And I said, well, you know, a car door gets hot in the summer too. And so I'm not sure, you know, the realism of some of the worries, but do you have any specific safety things you're thinking of?
I'm more concerned with the liability, I think, if somebody does, some child does get in there and get hurt.
And we're working with the risk management office for the city of Tucson. So that's who we've been in communication with, and they were able to go out and do a studio visit, and they've been very involved in the conversation, ensuring that it's meeting those city liability requirements.
Has there been a decision on that?
There was a second exam yesterday, and I don't think there are any decisions yet.
Thank you.
Any further questions? I guess I have one. We do have one elephant sculpture in the entryway at Randolph Way, which I believe is the signalized entry into the park. Where is that sculpture in relation to this one? And maybe it's my bad for not having scrutinized the material. It may have been included in that, and I just missed it.
you drive past the original sculpture on 22nd Street, and you drive straight north towards the Catalinas, and you're next to the golf course on your right, and you pass the offices to the zoo, and then you pass some city offices on your left, and then the next thing you come to is a curving driveway to the left, and it wraps itself around the supply building, and that curve is on that photo that Abby showed you. That's where the elephant will be. She's running to the parking lot.
Right. We don't want a stampede of elephants is all. So any further questions of staff or Ms. Frederick?
I have a question.
Yes.
So I'm just wondering, and Abby, I think you can speak to this, just out of curiosity, because I've not been in this process before. So as far as the city or PACD's liability, how does that work out? If someone drives into it, if somebody cuts themselves, somebody walks into it, it's right by the walking path. So any number of things, the public's in the public. So I'm just wondering, how does that work? Just out of curiosity, if you don't mind.
Sure. So with all donations, since they're on city property, they go through this risk management process. And so when they're getting installed, we ensure that the folks installing have the correct insurance to work on city property. And we've already covered that with this, which is great. But then as far as existing, it is on city property. So since this one is temporary, I don't want to speak because I am not 100% certain of my answer, but I will look into, since this is a temporary donation that is not becoming a permanent asset of the city as of this point, and it sounds like there may be an opportunity to kind of pursue that, I will double check how the liability works in terms of damage to the artwork. But as far as damage to the public, if something were to happen, I believe that falls to the city, which is why the detail-oriented risk management, risk review process.
Thank you, Abby.
Thank you.
Leanne, is that?
I was wanting to make sure. I don't know what the legal framework looks like. Yeah. I was just curious it's a compelling piece, and I know that people are going to be curious about it and wanting to touch it. So I was just wondering what that looks like for.
Can I interrupt?
Please.
Yeah. We've had probably over 2,000 people on a weekend twice now, and. You're right. People touch it. They want to touch it. I had a blind woman going over it in detail one day, and she had a woman with her who was her caretaker, her assistant, and I warned her about one part of it because there isn't anymore, but there used to be little stickers coming out of the cables that were on the tail, and and other than that, she didn't act as if, it was fearful for her at all. She touched the edges of the ears and the trunk and a lot of things. There are a lot of edges, and it is a hazard as far as that goes. Maybe a little bit sharper hazard or a little bit rougher hazard than the one on 22nd Street. But, I'm going to sound like I'm defending myself, but I have two grandchildren and I've raised two boys, and if you live in a land of cactus, you kind of learn what to approach and what not to approach. So I'm not trying to sound like a smart aleck, but I know people can get hurt on cactus probably. They probably sue the Desert Museum, I don't know, but that's my only comment.
Thank you.
Any further questions on this particular item?
I have a comment.
Yes.
I actually appreciate the fact that it is another elephant because the zoo is such a great promoter of elephant reproduction. and the safety and bringing the awareness of elephants around the world, actually, because when we have a new baby elephant, everybody in the world is waiting to see that. And I just think that the elephant is highly appropriate. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Great comments, everyone. Thank you.
Alicia, you have your hand up.
Leanne, do you want to finish?
Oh, no, please. Go ahead.
Thank you. So I have a five-year-old, and I think the giant zoo sculpture that is relatively new, at least from when I was a kid, has set this precedent that you jump on these sculptures, you touch these sculptures, and even with the most attentive parenting, they're going to run, you're at the zoo, that energy's high. I love, love, love this piece of art. I think it would fit perfectly. But the fact that we're having this conversation right now, already ahead of time, gives me huge pause, especially given the location where we're, you know, kids, very excited kids are the audience.
Where is there an elephant that can be jumped on?
No, it says zoo. It's the giant zoo sculpture.
It's like at the entrance to the zoo. It's a Creative Machines piece that spells out zoo, and then it has like cutouts of animals inside of it.
Oh, okay. I don't know that.
It's a pretty new one.
Okay, thanks. I think one of the things that's important about this, and I don't know the exact distance because when I first saw the area that they wanted to put it, I don't know the exact distance to the parking lot, but it would have to be an effort to, I think, to get from behind the baseball field out to the elephant again, which certainly people are willing to do. And I've also been asked if I would give talks for the elephant while she's there. So there will be kids around it.
Great. Thank you.
I just wanted to say, I mean, I think it's a lovely piece. The elephant is my favorite animal in the entire world. I love it. It's beautiful. My only concern, again, is, like I said, the public's going to public. So just so long as we're, you know, we have clarity around what our liability looks like, I think it's a wonderful piece. Love the eyes, Pat. I think that, yeah, it's just beautiful. So anyway, I just wanted to, you know, voice that concern. But I love actually the recycled component of it. I think it's really compelling as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Right.
just during my career at the city when in supporting public art projects, the risk management teams that review this material are really quite thorough. They're quite detailed-oriented. They are also pretty demanding of artists. I know a number of times where artists have had to go back and address their concerns in the past, and I would leave it to those professionals to make the call with respect to that. We don't want to own making judgments on risk management issues. Let's let them do it just as a matter of appropriateness, I think, and keeping it within our scope. But with that being said, it does not sound, and Abby, you got to chime in here, that final risk management approval has occurred.
We have not received the final risk management approval. Okay. We have approval from the Parks Department, but not yet from risk management. That is an ongoing conversation still.
Okay. So what is being asked of us then today, any action that we would take would be to accept it as a temporary donation, and I presume that would be subject to risk management's final approval. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah. And the criteria that we're looking at is be appropriate to the artwork, to its surroundings, the location, all of those criteria listed at the beginning, constructability, which it is constructed, but let my opinion sway. Sorry, that slipped out. But the criteria that I read off at the beginning are the things that we're kind of evaluating on here, but it would be dependent upon that risk management approval to be installed.
So the appropriate motion would be to accept, if the committee so chose, to support this, to accept it as for the as a temporary public art donation subject to risk management approval.
Yes.
Okay. Any further discussion on this? I guess I will entertain a motion and a second to move it forward as a public art donation project up to 1 year.
Move to approve.
Okay, we have Ann moving. Do we have a second?
This is Maureen, I'll second.
We have a motion, a second. Any further discussion, questions, interest? If not, I believe we'll need a roll call. Sadie, are you ready?
I am. Adrian Ackerman?
Approve.
Ann Lopez?
Approve.
Doreen Cooper?
Approve.
Leanne Hernandez?
Approve.
Emily Tate?
Approve.
Jim Glock?
Approve.
Janet Fisher? Kenneth Smith?
Approve.
Laura Summers? Margaret Joplin? Maureen Lewick?
Approve.
Melissa Brown Dominguez?
Approve.
Nancy Fung?
Approve.
Robert Clark?
Approve.
Valerie Sanchez? Valerie Sipp?
Approve.
Alicia Vasquez?
Approve.
And you have unanimous
approval. Very good. Thank you, everyone. With that, we'll move on to item 9, City of Tucson grant-funded project. That's a wrap, utility box designs, a review of the wraps, and a vote. And I believe this is Ariel's item. Ariel here? Yeah.
Hey. Yeah, thank you very much, Jim, and hello, everyone. I'm going to share my screen. So I'm excited to present to you the review of That's a Wrap, a grant-funded project of artist roster designs, and these will be on printed on vinyl wraps for downtown utility boxes. We do have two or three of the artists here today, so at the end, I'll open it up to them to provide any comments they want to share. So this project utilized the artist roster, which is the roster of artists that were selected by PAC-DC in June 2023. There were a total of 5 roster artists selected for this project. Each created 2 designs that captured the vibrancy of downtown. And the locations are where you see the green stars here on the map, along Broadway and Congress. The public art panel was assembled for this project. They represent a variety of businesses and organizations that interact frequently with the arts and culture sector in downtown Tucson. The panel selected 5 roster artists on March 8th, and the artists had about a month to create their 2 digital designs before they were reviewed on April 8th by the panel. The 5 artists selected were Maxie Adler, Jody Chertuti, Porter McDonald, Pato Aguilar, and Penn Macias. So I'm going to jump into their designs. This is Maxie Adler's designs. They will be located at Church and Broadway and Congress and Fifth. They feature a desert wildlife scene in the downtown Tucson, like apocalyptic downtown Tucson. These are Jody Chertuti's designs. They'll be located at Congress and Stone and Scott and Broadway, and they feature a nightlife in the desert of desert blooming cactus and datura. This is Porter McDonald's two designs. They will be located at Scott and Congress and 6th and Broadway. Both are an ode to previous businesses that were near those locations, so Wigorama and Access Tucson. And this is Pato Aguilar's designs. They will be located at Stone and Broadway and Church and Congress. And the first design you see on the left is referencing missing and murdered Indigenous women. And the second one on the right is a desert cowboy and space scene. And last, we have Penn Macias' designs. They will be located on Congress and 6th and Broadway and 5th. The one on the left will be in front of the Ronstadt Transit Center, so it features wildlife in transit. And the second on the right is of a desert cactus home. So that's all from me. If you guys have any questions or if you'd like me to go back to review any of the designs, I can zoom in if you'd like. And then we also do have a few artists. If any of the artists have any comments they want to share, or maybe the panel has, the committee has a question or any questions for them.
Thank you, Ariel. Mm-hmm. If I might, let's open it up for general questions, and then those artists who are present who may want to comment on their particular designs will let that occur. So any general questions, concerns in relation to the process that we're being asked to approve, the design, and the kind of the general overall umbrella with respect to this particular item.
I just wanted to say thanks a lot, Ariel. That was a great presentation, and these pieces are so great. They're so interesting, and I think they're going to add a lot to those corners. I'm just wondering, out of curiosity, with these community panels, what kind of, do we do any type of like celebration or any way of honoring them, you know, for folks who are going through the different, you know, selection processes and put in the time to make these selections? Do we honor them at all? Thank them, or how do we thank them? I'm wondering.
I can respond to that, Leanne.
Yeah, thanks. Thank appreciate
you.
That.
Because we have thought about that as well. And so far, it's a hearty thank you. And we're hoping to do a lot more. So we have thought about like certificates or some sort of like something that acknowledges their efforts. And we're also planning to update our website in the future so that the projects that when you see the project website, it'll reflect as the project goes on all the milestones. And one will be adding the community representatives so that they have that it shows that they participated. But that's in the future. We are working on it, so thank you for bringing it up.
Yeah, no, I just think it would be, you know, it would be a way for us also to attract other folks to be on these panels. You know, if we want a diversity of folk who represent our community, thanking them when they do make that effort, I think it would be fantastic. So,
that's fair.
Yeah, thank you.
No, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Leanne. Thoughtful comments as always. Corinne.
I had several comments. First of all, I wanted to echo and say thank you to Ariel. I thought the package was just exquisite and so helpful in helping us understand something that we haven't really seen before. The second thing I wanted to say is that I live at the north end of Mountain Road, which has a utility box. It isn't a wrap. It's actually painted. It's along the bike path, and our neighborhood really loves it, so I was really pleased. And people had been worried when it was first done that it would be graffitied, but it has been absolutely pristine for years. And so I was really delighted to see this because I think they do make an unexpected opportunity for art. The third thing I wanted to say is just a shout out to the Wigorama reference for those of us who've lived in Tucson forever. People are going to walk by that church. They're going to
say
slightest idea what it's about, but those of us who have lived here forever will never now forget Wigorama. I thought they were all fantastic, just beautiful and different and appropriate. And the last thing, Will, when I was on one of the committees a long time ago, I think with Maureen, actually, that selected the arches over the bike path, and we never got even notified. It was COVID, so it was kind of chaotic, but we never even got notified that it had been installed. And that made me really sad. And I don't want a certificate, but I would love a chance to gather together the artists and the panelists, not for each project, but maybe for everyone together. Maybe we need to have an annual celebration, because it would be so wonderful for us to be able to reflect and maybe have a slideshow of the work that we've approved now in sight.
I love that idea. We even have a place to host it at the offices. Yeah, that's something definitely to consider. Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. We have at least two artists here. Maybe there's more. I'll ask Pato or Jody to comment on their pieces if you have an interest to do so. So let you guys, whomever unmutes first gets to go first. So
I'll do it. So my name is Jody Chertudi, and I did the moon garden with the two flowers, the Datura blossom and the Queen of the Night. I was just kind of thinking of something like, vibrant and, downtown. And then I kind of thought of nightlife and what's cool at night. And then it kind of brought me to, there's a lot of buildings, there's a lot of stuff going on. So how can I bring kind of that nature back into the realm? So I just kind of picked two native flowers that are very special in the desert and wanted to, have them kind of look similar. So they look like a set in the design. And then one thing I wanted to add is that I'll be painting hawk moths on the sidewalk, just a couple of them around the base, just on my own time, on my own thing, to kind of enhance the experience and the visual element there.
Very good. Thank you. Otto, do you want to comment on your work, or are you comfortable with how it's been presented so far? Well, not hearing any response.
And we also have Penicius here now.
Oh, I'm sorry?
Penicius has joined us too.
Oh, I'm sorry. Ben, if you would so choose, comment on the art that is being considered.
I thank you guys. Thanks for this opportunity. I loved getting to participate, and I'm excited to see all of the boxes. I'm also really excited for the week to run a box. So,
right. Thank you. Did I miss anyone else? All right.
Jim, can I just say, this is Leon. I just wanted to say, so Pato and Penn and, I'm sorry, Jody, thank you so much. Your work is so lovely, and I think it's going to just enhance downtown, the experience of walking around downtown. And so just thank you so much for your work. It's really beautiful. And Pato, if you're on, I would really love to hear from you. Your pieces are absolutely compelling. I love. What you referenced, and it feels so appropriate in this time. So thank you so much.
Well, one of my, I was having a little hard time with this project, to be honest, because sometimes art itself is so subjective, and the idea of what Tucson means to people or nightlife, as we can see, it can be very different as well. And my first two pieces that I sent were rejected or not accepted because it didn't have that Tucson vibe. So then I decided to do pretty much these other two pieces and trying to understand what it meant for the panelists or the Arts Foundation what Tucson means, right? Because to me, it means, when I started to read the historical part of it, that's why I decided to, I've been trying to be an advocate for the MMI, the LUG, because it's something that sadly Tucson is been for years and years, not just in the state, but in the whole country, in the top five, top four. I think we're on number four rank right now. And it's just so sad that it's not as exposed as I wish it was, because it proves that we went from fifth to fourth. And that's something that sadly, it's almost like it should not be happening. Like, I did my post on Instagram because that's actually an oil painting. And then I digitalized the image. And I feel like just that what made me to be like, hopefully it doesn't get rejected, because before I had struggle, and there seems to be a lot of pushback when trying to expose, I guess, some of these topics in the city, when it should be the other way around. And the idea of the Tucson vibe, we can be playful too. We can have all these beautiful colors and marmalade skies and all these things. But at the same time, there's all the things that need attention. And that's where my inspiration came from. And also the lack of, to me, Tucson is also lacking of Odam art. And that's why I've been trying to promote more of my culture, trying to promote more brown people, trying to promote, like, she has the Men in the Maze. So all of these things that I can think of, maybe a couple of public murals that are Odam, and one of the bridges that has the goats. So that's where my inspiration came from.
Thank you, Patel.
It's a beautiful piece. Thank you so much.
Maureen?
These are temporary, correct? I know they're funded by a grant. How are they going to be taken care of, and how long are they going to be there? They're beautiful. I don't want to see them go.
They are temporary. They're lasting up to 5 years.
I don't know if anybody else, any of my colleagues on the committee are also, but I'm just very curious about their reasons why the messaging around missing and murdered Indigenous women was not accepted for, like, this.
I'll make a clarification. This, the previous designs that Pato is referring to that were rejected were not at all the same designs. So this is the only, the missing and murdered Indigenous women's design was accepted by the panel.
Yeah, so to clarify, the design itself of missing and murdered Indigenous women was not rejected, but it's a four-sided box, and the other panels had lots of basic white space, blank space, and there was concern that those blank spaces would now just have a basically white wall for to encourage possible graffiti. So the panel, as well as the city, opted to act like if he could fill in more artwork, which he did beautifully. So that was the concern about the earlier rejections.
Thank you for the clarification. Also, I just, before the thread is lost, I want to go back to something that Corinne suggested. Corinne, sometimes I feel like we share a mind. But I think, like, I love that idea of anyone who's been a part of a selection committee getting to celebrate once a year. And as we're looking forward to next month's meeting and this conversation around, you know, what is our role in the public arts plan, and also, like, as Willen said, going through the kind of community education around the public art plan and what possibilities might lie therein for us to help support that. I'm thinking that if we did have an annual event like that to highlight the process, it might be a really cool way to build those inroads. And so I just don't want to lose that thread as we're leading up to that conversation. So I guess I'm humbly asking for whomever's taking notes to maybe remember that for us.
I'll go further and ask that it be agenda, it put on the agenda.
There you go. That's the move.
All right. Well, we can do that.
And thank you.
I'd love to move to approve these if that's what's next.
That was where I was heading. Thank you, Leanne. So we have a motion to approve. Do we have a second?
I'd like to make a second. This is Kenna.
All right. And we have Kenna as a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll ask Sadie to go.
I just have a question that's more of like how we're going about getting feedback about this process, because from what I'm gathering, this is one of the first times we've used this registry of artists for a project. Do we have some way that we are getting feedback from the artists who are involved in that process? So what ways are we maybe gathering some of that information and data from artists who are involved through this?
Is staff prepared to answer that at this time, or do we cover that when we...
That's a really good question, Lily. We have a couple surveys that we've made for panelists that we send out, so it's a good idea to make something very similar for the artists for this, since it is the first time that we've utilized the roster.
Yeah, I just think that would be really valuable information to have going forward.
Definitely.
All right. Any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll ask for a roll call, please.
Adrienne Ackerman?
Approve.
Ann Lopez?
Approve.
Corinne Cooper?
Enthusiastically approve. I can hardly wait.
Leanne Hernandez?
Approve.
Emily Tate?
Approve.
Jim Glock?
Approved. Approved.
Janet Fisher? Kenneth Smith?
Yay, yes.
Laura Summers? Margaret Joplin? Maureen Lewick?
Approve.
Melissa Brown Dominguez?
Approve.
Nancy Fung? Nancy Fung?
Approve.
Robert Clark?
Approve.
Valerie Sanchez? Valerie Sipp? Not in the room. Alicia Vasquez.
Approve.
Thank you. And you have unanimous approval.
Very good. Thank you. Corinne.
I just wanted to ask a favor or a request of staff. This project reminded me a lot of the Poetry Walk. And I was hoping that there would be some way that we could publicize a map with some information about the artists and the meaning behind it that would go up on social media and go to the newspapers so that people would understand what's going on. Because without that, I think it might be interesting, but not nearly as moving as when you see the whole project together. And I feel like Ariel's explanation was so beautiful that that could be sort of like the heart of any sort of map that would go forward.
Thank you, Prim. I believe staff will take note of that. Okay, motion's been approved. The time is moving on. I have a pedicure at 5:15, so I need to try to get us wrapped up by 5:10 if possible. If I might then move on then to item 10, which is Tucson Art by Youth teaching artist selection process review and vote, and I believe Ariel is handling this one as well.
Yes. Okay, so this is the overview of the artist selection process for TABI, Transportation Art by Youth. This is a transportation-based program funded by FEMA Association of Governments. TAG, the Public Art Opportunity, employs youth to work directly with a teaching artist in all phases of the public art process. And this year, it happens every 3 years in the city, and it'll be in Ward 4 this year. And it will be a wayfinding 2D mural using recycled street signs that will be installed in front of the new Wagging Tails Dog Park at Lower Lincoln Park. Let's see. So the panel for TABI is composed of members of Ward 4, members of the Neighborhood Association near the park, as well as several artist professionals and artists, including an art teacher, a working artist, and a youth artist. There were a total of 9 applications for this position, the teaching artist position, and the panelists reviewed all 9 applicants during the online review and voting stage. And then during the artist selection meeting 1, they selected 3 finalists, which were Francisco Garcia, Porter McDonald, and Hiro Tashima. And during the artist selection 2 meeting, the panel heard presentations from all 3 artists and recommended Hiro for this project. So Hiro Tashima is a ceramicist and a professor at Pima Community College and has an extensive experience in public art. The panel recommended Hiro as a teaching artist because they really liked his connection to Tucson and that he is an educator, and they are really excited to see how he might make the artwork interactive and unique. These are some more examples of Hiro's work. And up next, we have the same artist selection process that will be done with the youth artists, which will recommend 6 to 8 youth artists for the project. And then we'll jump into design, fabrication, and installation. And the whole project wraps up by the end of July. So I tried to do that as quick as possible. If anyone has any questions, let me know.
So, Ariel, the appropriate motion would be?
To review the artist selection process for TABI.
Okay. So, any discussion on the part of the board before I seek a motion and a second? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the artist selection process for the Transportation Art by Youth program for summer of 2024.
Emily Tate, and I approve, and I motion, so motion.
Thank you, Lily.
This is Leanna, and I second.
Okay, Leanna, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll ask for a roll call vote, please. Sadie?
Adrienne Ackerman?
Approve.
Ann Lopez?
Approve.
Corinne Cooper?
Approve.
Leanne Hernandez?
Approve.
Emily Tate?
Approve.
Jim Glock?
Approve.
Janet Fisher? Kenneth Smith?
Approve.
Laura Summers? Margaret Joplin? Maureen Lewick?
Approve.
Melissa Brown Dominguez?
Approve.
Nancy Fung?
Approve.
Robert Clark?
Approve.
Valerie Sanchez. Valerie Sip. Alicia Vasquez.
Approve.
You have unanimous approval.
Very good. Thank you, everyone. I was involved in some of the earliest Transportation Art by Youth projects in my career at the city, and all the youth involved found them to be very rewarding. I think it's a great way to occupy youth during the heat of our summer, and I think it's just a great program, and hats off to the Pima Association of Governments for supporting this program. So with that, we'll move on then to item 11. And that's the consideration and approval of the artist selection process associated with the C.S. Martin Gunny Barreras Park. And with that, it's another one of Ariel's items. So, Ariel, we're looking good time-wise, so no need to rush.
Okay, thank you. So this is the artist selection process overview for Gunny Barreras Memorial Park. I usually have been abbreviating it as Gunny Park, so if I do that, you'll know why. So this is a park that's a part of the Prop 407 park improvements, and the park completed its improvements to new and existing amenities in June 2023. So the public art is the last step for the park improvements. And the public art budget is $38,845 in Ward 5. So the call to artists went out on January 25th, and it closed February 26th. And the public art opportunities identified for this project were murals, mosaics, and concrete slab murals on concrete walkways and masonry. The panel for this project is composed of members of the community with backgrounds that stretch from military to education, community development, and the arts. And the panel reviewed 43 applications for this project. They reviewed all of them during the online review process and during the artist selection as well. I'll also provide a reminder to all of the committee that the questions that the panel uses as criteria for reviewing these applications is, does the applicant demonstrate the ability to translate artistic concepts into materials that are appropriate for public space, taking into consideration long-term maintenance, safety, and suitability to the Sonoran desert climate? Does the applicant demonstrate the ability to work with the community to produce artwork designs that reflect local, cultural, and historic themes of Tucson and southern Arizona? And does the applicant demonstrate a high probability of successful completion for the scale and scope of this specific project? So during the Artist Selection 1 meeting, they selected three finalists. They were Jack Fragua, MJ Lindo Artist Team, and Peniel Macias. And the three finalists presented on April 24th, and the panel recommended Peniel Macias for this project. So some of you may have seen Pen. She was just here. She did one of the utility box projects. And she is a muralist and artist and has been working in public art since 2019. The panel recommended her because they really love her colorful and whimsical artwork and the tools that she uses for community engagement, including the use of surveys and QR codes. They also really liked that she was knowledgeable of this park and is a user herself of the park and shared many ideas about how to connect the youth users to the artwork. So here's some additional examples of her artwork. And that's all I have for this presentation. So I'd like to open it up for any questions or comments.
Great. Any questions or comments of Ariel on this item?
Well, Jim, I'm talking a lot in this meeting. I don't know what's come over me, but this is Leanne. I'm super excited about this park project. And again, just from the voice one more time, that was, you know, there was some really committed community members on that team that for that review. And again, anything that we can start to advocate for these community members to be recognized and celebrated, I'm here for it, and I will help. but yeah, no, I think that they made a wonderful selection, and I just really am so thankful for the time, effort, and intelligence that these committee members bring to our process, and just happy to be able to celebrate them. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Leanne. All right, any further comments, discussion? Well, Leanne, since you're so outspoken on that item, how about entertaining a motion to approve it?
So moved.
So we have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second. This is Adrian.
We have Adrian a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll ask for a roll call vote, please, Sadie.
Adrian Ackerman.
Approve.
Ann Lopez.
Approve.
Corinne Cooper?
Approve.
Leanne Hernandez?
Approve.
Emily Tate?
Approve.
Jim Glock?
Approve. Approve.
Janet Fisher? Kenna Smith?
Approved.
Laura Summers? Margaret Joplin? Maureen Lewick?
Approve.
Melissa Brown Dominguez?
Approve.
Nancy Fung?
Approve.
Robert Clark?
Approve.
Valerie Sanchez? Valerie Sipp? Alicia Vasquez?
Approve.
Thank you. Have a unanimous approval.
Very good. Thanks, Sadie. Moving on is item 12, the accession subcommittee update on the Living Lenses project. I believe that's Abby's, but I thought I was on the committee, and I could probably report that the committee didn't have an opportunity to meet, so this is probably going to get tabled to next month. But Abby, do you want to offer any?
That was my update. My update is that the subcommittee meeting was postponed, and we will try to reschedule very soon. I will be following up with committee members.
Very good. Thank you. So with that, we'll move then on to item 13, which is request for additions to next month's meeting. I hope staff has recorded the requests noted to date. I was not diligent in writing them down. So I hope staff got them all. With that, last June, I believe it was an in-person meeting that was held. I don't know if staff has that in store for us again. But if not hearing to the contrary, I think we'll then be moving our normal time and Zoom space for next month. So, again, if you think of agenda items between now and the week before the next board meeting, feel free to bring them to Sadie's attention, and executive committee or your chair and vice chair will certainly consider that with staff and address them appropriately for consideration for adding to the agenda. So with that, I want to thank everyone. Great discussion today. I thank everyone's insights and enthusiasm with respect to the topics and discussion today. It really, that's what makes being on this committee rewarding. So thank you everyone for your time and commentary today.
Adrian has her hand up, I think.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, sorry, Jim. Would it be okay to just make a brief announcement?
Sure.
Moment. I know you got to run. I just wanted to share with everyone that on Saturday, May 11th, from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Coalition Space, which is 311 East 7th Street, there is going to be an Art for Access fundraiser for access to reproductive health care. I'm going to be emceeing it, and I would love to see you all there. And I just wanted to quickly give a nod to our Arts Foundation team, because I know we've had a lot of consistent engagement from a particular member of the public that doesn't always characterize the Arts Foundation's team in the most collaborative light. And I just want to say that what y'all gave us in terms of, like, here's the breakdown of your role on this committee, and here's this beautiful document that, like, links you to all the pertinent information was so helpful. I feel like you're persistently and consistently responsive in just the most supportive ways. So I just wanted to say thank you. And, Jim, I hope you get to your appointment.
Oh, no, it's minutes away, so I'm not troubled by it. I didn't like the color of my nails they put on last time. We got to get that fixed. So, anyway, I don't want to show them to you. That's so bad. But anyway, think of a traffic cone orange. That's what the color they are right now. So it's so that I see them at night and I don't stub my toes, but it didn't work. So anyway, well, thank you, everyone, for your time. With that, we've covered everything on our agenda. So I am going to call this meeting adjourned. I look forward to seeing you all in June. And hopefully get down to that's 311 East, 7th Street.
So, 7th Street.
And for those longtime Tucsonans, it's the former Ordinary Bike Store. So anyway, great space. And I hope to see you all down there. So. Anyway, thanks, everyone. Have a great evening. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, everyone.
Right. Happy Mother's Day. Bye.
Thank you, everybody. Bye.
Thank you.